Our next guest is Daryl Fisher, and Daryl is the founder and president of the Ageless Aviation Dreams Foundation. Actually, you and your wife, Carol, founded the,
that's right,
the group in 2011. Tell us a little bit about your background in aviation and how you started the foundation.
Well, I'm very, very fortunate because I'm a third-generation pilot, and my grandfather and grandmother were both pilots. And in 1946, my grandfather bought his first Stearman. We actually have that Stearman right now. It's up in Maryland, and we're giving dream flights with it up in the Northeast right now. But so I was born into aviation, and my father's a pilot. 2011, he had his Stearman rebuilt in Mississippi by Pete Jones at Air Repair. He called me that winter and said, hey, will you go to Mississippi, pick the Stearman up, and we'll fly back to Oregon in March and April. Have a good time. I mean, it's father-son barnstorming. Right. Yep. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, right? So I'm in the senior living business. I got to thinking, we're going to have to make 20 gas stops from Mississippi to Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we stop and take some veterans that live in nursing homes and assisted living centers at those gas stops? Why don't we give them a flight? And I kind of set this all up, and I didn't tell my dad. And at the time, he was footing the bill for the whole thing. So I said, look, Dad, I said, there's this little issue that I've arranged. Are you okay with it? And he says, that's fantastic. So March 29, 2011, in Oxford, Mississippi, we gave Hugh Newton, who was a World War II veteran, the first dream flight. And next month, we'll pass 4,000 dream flights.
That's awesome. So this is simply going out with the Stearman and having veterans sign up and go for a flight.
It's really simple. Our mission is to give back to those that have given.
Right.
And that generation has given us so much in terms of freedoms and sacrifice. Now they're in a nursing home. They're in an assisted living center, and things aren't going great for them. We come along with a biplane, and at 90, today we're giving Michael, who's a 93-year-old World War II veteran, a flight. He didn't think he'd fly again.
Right.
Now he's going to fly in a World War II biplane at 93, and it's a thrill. I mean, it's an amazing thrill.
And this is all just an idea that just kind of popped into your head and has now continued to blossom and grow.
When we gave that first flight, it was just having fun with my dad.
Right.
And Hugh Newton's wife came up to me after the flight, and she put her hand on my shoulder, and she says, you have no idea what you've just done for my husband. We get up from the hotel the next morning, and the paper was out front, and we're on the front page. Hugh's on the front page of the paper.
Right.
And my dad and I look at each other, and we say, that was crazy. It was, we'd never experienced anything like that. And so we gave 25 flights on the way back to Oregon, and I'd call my wife every night. And I'd tell her the stories, and she'd Google the newspaper and television coverage, and I'd just say, this is crazy. I can't believe it. It's just so rich.
Right.
And when I got back, she said, we got to keep doing this. So she said, I'll form the nonprofit, and you got to make me a promise. No money, no flying. So
there you go.
So we gave 50 flights the first year, and it just blossomed. I mean, we 102 flights the next year. This year we'll give about 700 dream flights, and it's just sort of organically grown.
Right.
I'd love to say that it was this business plan and this wonderful thing I'd always imagined doing, but it didn't work that way.
Sometimes things in aviation just work their own magic.
Yeah, and now we have 4 airplanes,
right?
You know, and it's just been amazing.
We're talking with Daryl Fisher of the Ageless Aviation Dreams Foundation. They fly veterans around the country, and a very special airplane is here this week at Air Venture. And you mentioned the news coverage. I found out about the Spirit of Wisconsin Stearman because you were giving rides in Stevens Point, I think,
yeah.
And I saw it on the local news, and I thought, well, that's great. I hope they're coming to Oshkosh. part of the story was, and they'll be at Oshkosh. I went, well,
I know
who we'll have to interview sometime during the
week.
But tell us about the Spirit of Wisconsin, because that airplane itself has a very special story.
Well, it's a little bit complicated. If we back up a little bit, Steve, our first donation was from Direct Supply out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So they were the first donor, and they've donated every year. So our roots kind of were connected to Wisconsin. So in 2016, I came through Stevens Point, and I gave a World War II veteran by the name of Eddie Lampkin a flight. Eddie was in a wheelchair, and I've since gotten to know his son, David, and Eddie basically had given up. He was done. We gave him a flight, and to this day, he's not in a wheelchair. It snapped him out of it. And his son, Dave, works for Century Insurance, and he was so moved by that, he got involved and started leading an effort to raise money to buy an airplane and call it the Spirit of Wisconsin. So they took 3 years, they raised $125,000, and that's the airplane. This is the last stop on our 8-city dedication tour of the Spirit of Wisconsin in Wisconsin.
It's amazing. And I'm sure seeing his dad snap out of that and come back to reality was just inspirational to him and his dad as well. To not only appreciate the flight, but to go beyond and create more of these experiences for other veterans. It's a fantastic story. And then the Stearman itself is a little different. I understand it has a tank-style engine instead of a regular 7-cylinder. It's got a 9-cylinder engine.
Yeah. It's a Jacobs conversion that Pete Jones did. And so it looks kind of original, but it gives us a little more horsepower, a little more speed for, you know, traveling around the country, which we do with it.
Good. And you said you have four Stearman.
Right.
Right. Where are they all based?
Well, they're based wherever they happen to. We can get free hangar space,
okay. And
they happen to be giving dream flights. So we're one of them's up in Maryland, and it'll be working next week up in Maryland and Pennsylvania. We've got one in Seattle that's going to be flying in the Seattle area in the next couple of weeks, and then down into Oregon. One's in Denver, and I'm going to take that and start working in Nevada here in the near future. And then this one's going to leave here and go down to Illinois and Michigan and Indiana, and then up into Minneapolis.
So you're covering most of the United States with the airplanes?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've flown in 41 states.
Okay.
And next week I leave with an airplane. Somebody's loaned me an airplane, and I'm taking it to Alaska. And on August 5 and 6, I'll be flying in Anchorage and Wasilla, giving dream flights in Alaska.
Great. How do you select the pilots for the mission?
Pilots have to come to us, and they got to say, look, I want to do this. And then we've got a process. We're all volunteers.
Right.
So we're doing this because we love our veterans. And then we go through this process, and it takes a while. It's taken as much as a year and a half to get pilots up to speed, not only in flying the Stearman, but it's about the dream flight experience.
Right.
There's a lot to that. This is not just a wham-bam ride. This is an experience. And so we have a hat ceremony, which you'll see today, and posters, and we take pictures with family and grandkids and all that kind of stuff. So we got to slow down and make it an experience. So it's kind of, when pilots think about it, they think about just flying the Stearman.
Right.
And that's one component. The other component is that connection with the veteran, which is, to me, that's where the magic happens. And then this third part of it is kind of barnstorming, because you wind up and travel around the country and you don't know what the weather's doing,
right,
or the mechanical, or who you're going to meet or what you're going to find. And so there's that mysterious barnstorming part of it. And to me, it's just beautiful.
What will we see today with the flight?
You're going to see, we're going to load up about 130, Michael, who is a World War II veteran and a Korean War veteran.
Wow.
And some of his family's going to be there. We're going to load him up. We're going to take, and I just got the little briefing here earlier, we're going to do about three patterns here with Michael, come back and land, and we're going to unload in the Boeing Plaza and show people what we do.
Excellent. We are so pleased that you're here, and hopefully you will be back for many years to come and continue the good work with the foundation. And I have to put in a plug for one of your sponsors, of course, Sport Clips.
Well, we're all volunteers.
Right.
And we depend, there's not one person that's the really wealthy person that, you know, makes this all work. We have hundreds of donors. Sport Clips is a very special donor because Gordon Logan, the CEO, flew C-130s in the Air Force.
Right.
He called me. I got an email. I was sitting in Chicago 6 years ago, and I got an email from them saying, hey, we see what you're doing with veterans. We like it. How can we help? So the character of that organization and the culture is very pro-veteran. They've been a wonderful partner. And I think frankly, without them, this doesn't happen.
Right. It's amazing. Daryl, thank you for joining us today. We'll look for the Spirit of Wisconsin to fly just before the air show today, and know that on board is very, very special, yeah. Some very special cargo, and we'll actually talk more about that as the as the flight takes place. We're talking with Daryl Fisher, and that's going to wrap our show for today. And tomorrow, amazingly, tomorrow is Saturday, the last show of the year. This week has gone way too fast, but we're honored to spend some time with aviation legend Burt Rutan tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll also check in with Naughty McNaughton of the Canadian Snowbirds, and we'll wrap up our week's programming with our favorite guest on Saturday's executive director of the Seaplane Pilots Association, Steve McCaughey. That's all coming up tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. But that will wrap today's show. From the stand, I'm Steve Buss, and this is EIA Radio.